The New South Wales state election is quickly approaching, and as the day nears, it begins to consume our news cycle. March 23rd is election day, and it's easy for us to focus on personalities, parties and promises, safe seats, marginal seats and algorithms. And in all of this, it can feel that we lose focus on the important act of actually voting. Like, what are we voting for? How does our vote affect the way New South Wales Parliament runs? The New South Wales Parliament is holding Visit Before You Vote tours to educate people on how the Parliament works before they cast their vote. Today we are heading back to the class to focus on why we're voting in the first place and how to vote. To help us in this quest, Senior Education Officer at New South Wales Parliament, Daniela Georgie, is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So to get back to the very basics, what are we actually voting for and who can vote?
Well, at the election on the 23rd of March, we'll be voting for the 57th Parliament and we'll be voting for members of the Legislative Assembly. Each person will vote for the one person in their electorate to represent them. And we'll also be voting for 21 of the 42 members of the Legislative Council, the upper house. So we're voting for two houses of Parliament in the state Parliament.
So that's voting for both the Legislative Council and the Legislative Assembly.
That's right.
Okay, and who can vote?
So if you are over 18 and an Australian citizen and really importantly on the electoral roll, then you can vote at state elections and also at the federal election, which will be coming up before May this year.
Wonderful. And can you tell us about the Visit Before You Vote tour? When did it all start and what was the idea behind it?
This is the third election that we've run a Visit Before You Vote program, and we run community programs for members of the public to come in and visit Parliament at various times of the year. We have a little night sitting program where we have a panel of speakers, including members, and a tour of the Parliament. And before an election is a really great time just to remind people of what they're voting for, to come in and have a look around, sit in the seats where the members will be sitting. I think that inspires you to vote for who you want. And then also find out a little bit more about the actual voting process.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before, I did take one of these tours last week, and I thought it was quite interesting to be inside the Parliament House where it all happens, because it can sometimes feel like we're a bit distanced from our ballot, you know, vote and actually what's happening in the Parliament House. So it's a great way to invite people in.
And we really encourage people to come and watch Parliament when it's actually sitting. You can see on our website our sitting days. You just approach the front desk and let them know you want to watch Parliament, and you can actually sit in the public galleries and watch. But we run tours on non-sitting days so people can come in and sit in the chambers and really feel the atmosphere in there.
Wonderful. And in your experience running this tour, what are some misconceptions that people have about the election and about how the Parliament works?
One of the main things, and I really want to emphasise this because we do have a federal election coming up, is people, when we have a state election before a federal election, the number of people you can vote for on the ballot paper can be confusing because there are different rules for different elections. And in New South Wales, in the Legislative Assembly, you don't have to number every box. You can just put a number one in the box, just choose the one person. But in the federal election, you have to number every box. One, two, however many there are, otherwise your vote doesn't count. And I guess that's one of the main things is to really remind people to read those instructions on the ballot paper to make sure that after the effort of coming in and voting that their vote counts.
Yeah, so that quite differs then from the state and the federal. That's really good to know. And did you find that people, when they come to the tour, there is a lot of confusion of how the actual Parliament works, or people could already come in with an idea of how it all works and the election?
It's both. So there are some people who have never been to Parliament before and feel a little bit intimidated, and that's one of the reasons we love running the tours. It's our Parliament. We vote for it. Our taxes pay for it. So we should be able to be in there. And then there are other people that know a little bit and just want that knowledge clarified and want to get into the details. So they're really fun tours to do because you're getting such a variety of people. We also get people from overseas, and then the comparison to some of their systems and some of their parliaments becomes really interesting as well. So it's a lovely variety of people.
So when we have that ballot paper in our hand on March 23rd, what do we do? What do we need to do to ensure that our vote counts?
So first of all, make sure you read those instructions and just double check. Then you, if it's your Legislative Assembly ballot paper, the green one, you get to choose one person to represent you. So obviously you would have done a little bit of research beforehand and you'd know what your opinions are. So you can put a number one for that person that you would really love to win. However, it's a preferential system, and that person may not win. They may not get more than 50% of the vote in your electorate. That's about 65,000 people. That's what a candidate needs to get in order to win.
Right.
So you can put a number two for the next person that you'd like to win in case the first person does, and you can keep going three, four, five,
all the way to
six,
the end.
All the way through, okay. If you want to, or you can just leave it at number one. But if at number one that person doesn't win, then you've kind of let your vote stop right there. Mm. You haven't given yourself a second or third choice just in case.
Right, right. Yeah, during the tour that I took, Rita, one of the other education officers at Parliament House, explained it as every preference you put is basically how many times your vote gets counted.
That's right. So once, what happens with counting the vote at 6 o'clock when the polling booths are closed, mm-hmm. the votes, the Legislative Assembly ballot papers yeah. are put on the table and all the number one votes are first counted.
Right.
If one of the candidates has more than 50% of the vote, that's it. They've won.
Okay.
They're in. But if they don't, you must get more than 50% plus one of the vote to win. So then we look at the number twos and we look at the candidate that has the least number of votes. We take those and we distribute the number twos. So we put the number twos out mm-hmm. and then we recount again. And if somebody has more than 50%, then they win. Again, if they don't, we take the person with the least votes and we count their number threes to see if somebody wins. And some people question that, particularly if they've come from systems where first past the post, the person with the most vote wins. And they mm-hmm. say, but why can't it just be the person with the most votes? If you look at it, when you count up the votes, one person may have the most votes, but if it's not over 50%, if you count all the other votes, more people voted for the people that didn't win than for the person that did win. So when we were making the rules up for our Australian elections, we kind of decided we'd want to make as many people as possible happy with the final result rather than three quarters of the people unhappy and one quarter of the people happy.
Yeah, it's quite a hard one to put your head around, but it's so important that we know how it works. So if you could sum up, what is your top tip for voting?
First of all, know what you think about things mm-hmm. and have a listen to radio interviews, read some newspapers, look on social media and find out who might represent those beliefs and those ideas. I think it's really important that you're voting for people that represent your ideas. And secondly, make sure that you find that person's name or that political party, or they may be an independent, and make sure you put in a number one on your ballot paper. Make it nice and clear. Don't write any names on your ballot paper. It's a secret ballot. If you write a name on it, it can be any name.
Yeah.
It won't be counted. So just follow those instructions really clearly and know who you want to vote for.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Sorry, we'll have to leave the interview there because we've run out of time. But if you tune in after the break, we're going to take a pop quiz. Test your knowledge on what you know about the election and what you know about New South Wales Parliament. We'll be testing some of our producers and finding out what we know and what we don't.